Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and the 23rd 26 Habit. Can you actually believe it? Not long left, guys. Now, I've thought long and hard about what to do next, and a few things have informed the next habit I want to tackle. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to indulge in a little of what's been going on behind the scenes. The long and short of it is, I've been getting stressed over little things again. The second I find myself in a situation that's either frustrating or not going the way I feel it should be, or is on a fast track to becoming a mess, I get hot-headed. That's the only way I can describe it. I can feel my anger rising and I just want to yell stop and take a second to figure out how to turn things back around for the positive. But I don't know how to say stop. So I'm just continuing to live in this state of feeling angry or frustrated or stressed. I'm keen to see the positive in this, and I wonder whether my instincts are much sharper than they used to be, and I can see and feel a bad situation a lot earlier than I could previously. But the piece that's missing is this rational moment of taking charge, of being the grown-up in the room, and being able to say in a constructive way that something off and we just need to put the brakes on for a minute, rather than feeling for a long time, oh, this situation's bad, and then not being able to let it go. I had a situation this week where something went horribly tits up, in my opinion, and I felt it from the second I walked into the situation. But instead of excusing myself, taking a moment and just literally asking myself that question, why is this feeling funky? I became snappy and frustrated and stressed as it continued to get worse and worse. And that gets everyone, especially me, nowhere and made me feel really, really bad afterwards. And I don't want to be that person. That's what this whole 26 Habits is all about. Leaving 2018 a better version than how one entered it. And it's not a surprise that this is happening because I've fallen out of the habit of meditating and I haven't been doing yoga nearly as much. And I know both those things make for a much calmer me. So mea culpa, I take full responsibility. And the shift is that I'm focusing on the negative again, which is all the more frustrating because with all these habits combined, I know that the positive is staring me in the face in every situation I'm in. I've just become less able to see it lately. I also associate stress with, I associate being stressed and being in this kind of heightened feeling of performing well. And that is something I need to break. I need to be more chill. God, I really can't believe I just said be more chill, but you know where I'm trying to go with that. Now, we have done daily journaling on this 26 Habits journey already, but I wanted to be much more specific and focus on gratitude and gratitude journaling. And these are the reasons why. And these are findings that have come out of studies. So this isn't just kind of wishy-washy. So studies have shown that showing gratitude improves your relationships and even encourages more new ones. It improves your physical health, even to the point of people who are grateful and showing gratitude report fewer aches and pains and will, when you ask them, how are you, will report a much more positive and overall good sense of well-being. This is really interesting. It improves psychological health. Now, there's evidence to show that being grateful and having a grateful state of mind can actually cancel out negative feelings to the point of limiting their ability to form. So that's made me think about gratitude as being almost like a probiotic that you take to kill the bad bacteria in your gut so that the right bacteria can thrive. That's just a metaphor that came to mind when I read that stat. It improves your ability to be empathetic and reduces your likelihood of feeling aggressive and stressed and frustrated. Also, if you show gratitude or express gratitude before you go to bed, it's shown to improve the quality of your sleep. It also improves self-esteem because you're appreciative and grateful for who you are and what you have and are less likely to fall into the comparison trap. And finally, it improves mental strength, including the ability to become more mentally resilient. Now, that's a pretty convincing list of benefits, right? But how to gratitude journal, how to show gratitude in a constructive way that will have those benefits. And I think one thing I've discovered during these habits for sure is that I'm not a ritual kind of a woman. I'm not going to light a candle, take 3 deep calming breaths, brew a pot of herbal tea, and then settle down to write a gratitude journal on parchment with a fountain pen. I'm more likely going to use the notes app on my phone, or I have actually had a play with 2 apps because this is more me. One is the 3 Good Things app and the other is Happy Feed. Both are incredibly simple and require little more than a few seconds to input 3 things you're grateful for. I'll put the links to both in the show notes if you want to find out a bit more. There are schools of thought that say that getting a notepad, perhaps something you've invested in, a little leather-bound number maybe, can be a stimulus to motivate you to use it every day. But I have shelves of unwritten-in notebooks, so I know that won't work for me, but it might for you. What I wonder with the app is, because it is such a quick process and because it's done with your thumbs, you're typing with your thumbs, I wonder whether the cumulative benefits might take a little bit longer than if you were handwriting. But that's something I will investigate during my first week. Ultimately, this habit will be something new, but I'll also be reinstating daily meditation. And I'm going to try to get back into the habit of nightly yoga, as I don't want to feel stressed or suddenly triggered, although I do find that word troublesome, and then act out of character or in a way I don't feel great about. Let me know if you have any tips or experience in this, and if you think you can share some insight into how to get the best out of this habit. And let's discuss in the Facebook forum for the show. The link to join will be in the show notes, which you can find wherever you are downloading, streaming, listening to this show. Thank you for listening, not only to this new habit, but to a bit of a brain dump. I appreciate your time. I'll keep you posted on social media, where I'm at Emma Guns, and I'll be back same time next week with an update, and hopefully I'll be feeling a little more together. I'll see you on the next one.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.